We're live.
All right, I'm Doug Hanem, I'm the Chair of the Annexation and Zoning Committee, and I'm calling to order our meeting of the Zoning and Annexation Committee, previously public noticed, to begin here at 6 o'clock to discuss the dog woman ordinance and any other business that we care to discuss. We have present all members of the committee, in addition to me, Katie Capellini, Sandy Husman, and Mark Ludke, and other members of council, Todd Milner, Mary Westfall, Mike Brown. Mayor Stow and his administration are well represented as well, and we have a number of members in our council chambers. The way we'll conduct this is I will, after a brief introduction, I think the way we'll do this is after the introduction, I think we will take comments from the public, including initially those comments in favor of modifying our ordinance, and then any comments opposed to modifying our ordinance. Let me just begin by giving some context to our current ordinances. Our current ordinances do not have a dog limit per se. We regulate our current zoning ordinance regulates dogs in two in really one primary way. Dogs are generally allowed to be maintained in any zoned area. However, we define kennel as a place where four or more adult dogs are kept, and the zoning code only allows kennels in areas that are zoned M1 or M2. The effect of that is, while we don't have a dog limit per se, we have a de facto dog limit in that, in, for example, primary residential areas, if an owner of a property owns more than three dogs, four more dogs, their home effectively becomes classified as a kennel. And since a kennel can't be located in a residential area, there's a violation of our zoning code. We also have a separate section of the code, of our code, relating to relating to animals and fowl, chapter 505 of our code, which discusses regulation of animals, including specifically dogs in general, and has a number of requirements. One of the things that was suggested to us at our last meeting was that that chapter 505 in and of itself was a sufficient limit on dogs, and that there was no need for the current limitation on the location of kennels in industrial areas. We've had some review of our current ordinances, and I can provide a general summary of those. One, I specifically requested our administration provide us with some research on other zoning ordinances in the area, and what we have found is that Perrysburg and Maumee codes are almost identical to our code, in that four or more dogs is defined as a kennel, and kennels aren't permitted in residentially zoned areas. Monclova Township has the same definition of our code, and in Monclova Township, kennels are only permitted in lots of 2 acres or more. We also, I also understand that we've had, review of, chapter 505 by, our animals and fowl code, and, had that, viewed as tight and appropriate and consistent. We've all, this issue also there has attracted some interesting, reaction as a result of the article in the, newspaper. I think, we've, council's received some letters, on the topic. I think many of us have been approached independently about the topic. And so the, it's with that background that we come forward with the issue of, whether there is an interest, on council to modify our current code, to change either the definition of kennel, or to expand the area in which, kennels, would be allowed. And I think the, and I know that the interest, of the, of Ms. Keating when she came to, Ms. Keen when she came to our last meeting was merely an interest in increasing the number of dogs which could be maintained on any property. So, with that background, I think, what we're really looking for is, clear understanding of, what changes are suggested and, how we will go forward doing that. And so I think the first thing that we would, do, we do not have a specific proposal before us. And so this is a, information gathering meeting, and we'll, and with that in mind, I think we'll start by, asking members of the public who want to propose a change to address council, so that we can hear, your thoughts on that, and we'll go from there. So, with that, we will open the floor to, public comments from those who support, a modification of our current, our current ordinances. If you, what I'd like to ask you to do, if you want to address council, is to step to the podium, identify yourself, your name and your address, and, then, we'd like to hear from you. I'd ask that, people who, address us, keep in mind our time limitations, and try not to be repetitive, but to let us know what you think. With that, I'll open the floor to whoever wants to, anyone who wants to speak in favor of a modification of our ordinances.
My name is Tim Sarver. I live at 505 Maple Drive. And when I think of kennel, I think of someplace for profit, someplace with dog runs, something I wouldn't want next to my house. And I don't think these people would like that either. But, you know, in the interest of, like, rescue dogs or something like that, as long as it doesn't get out of hand and it doesn't annoy your neighbors, I don't see why you can't modify what you say a kennel is, you know, to include a few more dogs here and there. Because usually it's just a foster, you know, foster dog here, foster dog there, a couple until they find homes. So, in the interest of the, you know, people that do have a lot of dogs and are into this, into fostering dogs, could we look at it in that type of manner? Myself, I have three dogs, but I maintain my dogs. I make sure that they're controlled. I pick up after them. I don't let them bark all the time. I try to be a conscientious neighbor. So, that's what I have to say. Thank you.
My name is Reva Sarver. I'm Tim's wife. I also live at 5055 Maple. And although I don't always agree with my husband, in this case I do. And I definitely think that the word kennel to me implies a for-profit business, that you're raising dogs for profit, and there's a lot of dogs. And again, like you said, dog runs and things like that. You know, they're outside, they're barking. We've got three dogs, two are rescues, but they are our family pets. But I would like things modified, so if we would want to get another dog, we could. We're not looking to do that right now, but ours would just be for a family pet. Thank you.
I'm Jean Keating. I live at 4638 Tamworth Road, and I think, you know, as I had said last time, what I would like to propose is that council take a look at the definition of kennel. I gave Mr. Hanum the state's new definition of kennel. It was just revised in March of 13 on a statewide level, and they redefined a number of things, which I also included in the handout, including what they call a puppy and what they call an adult dog, which would also be relevant to changing that, that it's always been very stringent, and they've actually upped it now to 12 months of age is considered a puppy. So that should also be taken into consideration, maybe in the definition of kennel. But I agree with, you know, what they said, that when you envision what a kennel is and how irritating it would be if your neighbors were running a for-profit you know, kennel in their backyard, where their backyard was wall-to-wall runs, and they had, you know, 50 or 60 dogs back there barking nonstop. I don't think anybody wants that in a residential neighborhood. But even within the city right now, I mean, there are several establishments that are boarding facilities, doggy daycare facilities, vet care facilities that are not in industrial zones that are keeping dogs overnight. They're definitely keeping more than three dogs there. And there's a number of people that have, since, you know, the last meeting, have mentioned that to me, and I don't know if those people have exemptions somehow, that they're able to be in commercial zones or backed up to residential zones, but they're not industrial zones. And they're definitely for-profit businesses, even though they're not breeding dogs there. So I'm hoping that maybe we can just redefine it, and even if we just went to a mirror of what the state has for kennel and the definitions of adult and puppies, that would help. But I also think there needs to be some, you know, way of addressing the issue of breeding, as well as the issue of, you know, if my adult children own dogs and we want to have a holiday party and they all decide to bring their dogs over, and now I have seven dogs in my backyard for 2 hours for a barbecue, I don't think it should be considered breaking the law just for 2 hours. We have lots of people in our neighborhood, as I've noticed in the last few weeks, who've had parties and 4th of July parties and they're shooting off fireworks and they've had DJs and they have music until 11, 12 o'clock at night, and thinking, but if I have a barbecue and I have more than my own dogs at my house, whether they're barking or not, their physical presence is breaking, you know, the law here in Sylvania, and it just doesn't seem right. So hopefully we can change that definition.
Well, yeah, Gene, before you walk up, I know we have a doggy daycare, and that was one of the facilities I specifically inquired about. And as I understand it, Mr. Moan, that is located in an area.
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
It's zoned, is it M2 or M1?
M.
I forget. I know we looked at this.
Is this Sylvania back?
No. This is the one that, on King.
On King Road.
Yeah, that's industrial. Yes. Well, what about Sylvania Vet's daycare? Is that industrial?
No. That's defined under animal hospital.
But they operate a daycare and boarding facility on the same property. But that is considered separate because they have the medical facility, like, connected to it.
You'll have to take a look at the code, but the answer is it's a different situation than definition of kennel. It's defined differently.
Okay. My name is Carol Austin, 1552 South Drive. I'm waiting for some money for my kennel. Nobody is paying me a cent. I mean, if the outgo is far beyond what comes in.
I think you're going to find out that most of these people are rescue people who salvage these dogs from death. And that has to be a consideration in this day and age. And I would like to know how you inform people that this rule exists. You just go, hey, you got four dogs, one's got to go. Hey, you know what? These are family members. I mean, if I go to a senior citizen building and move in, I'm not taking three of my grandchildren to live with me. I already know it's not for kids. How do I know in Sylvania? Who tells people? You don't, no one tells you when you get your dog license. I mean, all of a sudden you've got somebody telling you you got to get rid of your dogs. And I can understand it if the dogs are not being cared for, if they're running the neighborhood, I can understand that fully because I'm facing that in my own area. I cannot take on any more fosters because I have two dogs that dig out and come in my yard and fight. So I'm on hold with fostering. So I think it's something that you just have to look beyond just that number four. There has to be some consideration on how the dogs are cared for, if they're responsible people. I mean, there are some people who, well, look at that dog that was just put down by the dog warden. That was a one-dog family, and those people couldn't control that little dog. So there's just more to this issue than just a number. There has to be some consideration on how these animals are treated. Thank you.
My name is Nancy Davis, 5514 Allison Lane. I'm going to kind of take Carol's stance a little bit. I am also from a family of three dogs, and it's very unfortunate that I can no longer foster any dogs because of this limit. And to answer Carol's question, when I adopted my third dog, we actually looked online to see how many dogs were allowed in the city of Sylvania. And once we found out that it was three, my husband's like, you're not allowed to foster anymore. And unfortunately, that's a shame for Pit Crew and Planned Parenthood, which are two organizations that I've been involved with for 10 plus years, and unfortunately due to this zoning, I can't do that anymore. Thanks.
Anyone else want to speak in favor of a modification? Anyone want to speak against the modification? I will say that the correspondence that council has received has been, that the correspondence I've received to this point has been very supportive of the current limit. There are a couple of other issues from an enforcement standpoint that make this support our current kennel definition. While many people do, some of you obviously are very capable of handling more dogs. We do have issues. We have a lot of issues where people are just not capable of handling the dogs. The three limit is a sort of limits our exposure in that respect and makes it is an enforcement bright line test which our administration can limit, can execute upon. The chapter 505 section is much more subjective in terms of enforcement, which makes it a little more difficult, but we do implement it where it's necessary. I don't think I'm misrepresenting the administration, our administration's position, the folks who are in charge of of enforcing our code, that they are generally opposed to changing our definitions. And in talking with other communities, we find that that's other cities, that's also part of the reason why they have three dog limits. I think our inclination at this point is not to change the code, to leave it as it is, and to suggest that our position was different than that would not be accurate. I know as chairman of the committee, I appreciate your interest in rescue work, but you know, looking at our overall urban setting and the type of community that we live in, most of our properties just are not capable of handling more than three dogs. And putting the burden on our administration of trying to sort out good dog owners and bad dog owners on a case-by-case basis is one that is I'm not prepared to impose. So with that, I guess I will open it up to any other member of council who wants to speak either in favor of a modification or not. I don't have a proposal currently to modify the code. At this point, as chairman, I would not ask our administration to prepare a change to the code because I don't think there's I don't think there's really a basis to change it and apply it across our entire city. So that's where I am. Mark?
I do have a question of any one of the folks who spoke or anybody that's here. I spoke twice at length to a representative of the AKC in their legislative affairs office about this. And I think the woman that I spoke to, Patty Van Sicklin, was very much in favor of some of the things that we have on the books here in Sylvania, strict cleanup laws, leash laws, nuisance laws, penalties, both misdemeanors and felony penalties for certain violations. When I got down to the number of dogs, however, and I guess this is a specific question. She was not able to tell me what the AKC policy was in terms of number of dogs. Jim, I think I heard you say, you know, not three, but four, five, six, some number. Is there a way that we can think about this, I mean, in terms of a number of additional dogs, or is what you're asking that we eliminate the limit on dogs? I think that in terms of writing legislation, an abstract is not a good place to be, right? I mean, we need to be working toward a specific thing. And I haven't heard from you all, or I haven't heard from the AKC, what specifically you're asking for, unless I'm supposed to interpret that you're asking for us to eliminate a limit on dogs. So could you clarify that for us, somebody?
Well, I think the booklet that I handed out last time, it's unfortunate that she couldn't articulate their stances as pet limit laws are not effective.
Yeah, I read the booklet and it didn't say that in the booklet, okay, which is why I called them.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's her position, is that pet limit laws are an ineffective way to control animals out in the community, and that the things that they recommend, which you said, Sylvania does have.
Yeah. She actually looked at our ordinance online and said that it was a very good one.
It is an excellent.
Right. So, but so I did understand you correctly when you were here last month that you're asking for is us to eliminate the limit completely.
Well, I'm asking that the definition of kennel be changed to either replicate what the state calls a kennel.
Yeah, I don't have that legislation. Do we have that? I mean,
Just to be clear, the revised state definition includes a for-profit or a fee or other consideration for sale or exchange. And I understand, of course, that is a different definition. I'm not even sure exactly how that applies in the city. It would clearly apply, I guess, in townships, but I think not here. And if we were to change the definition of kennel to add the for-profit, that would just raise this issue about number of dogs. Because I don't think we would, you're not suggesting 40 or 50 dogs would be appropriate. You're suggesting maybe more than three. And frankly, the definitions are working for us currently because it's imposing the bright line test that we can enforce, and it also allows us to deal with an individual with a individual owner who has three dogs or less through our animal and fowl code. Issue is if we were to change the bright line, what would it be? And again, like I said, we've had, I'm not comfortable with just having the animal and fowl code, because I think that it puts too much burden on our administration to make subjective determinations under the provisions of that code. While leash law is clear, what's not clear is when the dog's being properly maintained. That's an issue of some subjectivity. I think it's instructive to me as a legislator that our surrounding communities have a similar bright line. Now, there are, and particularly our surrounding municipal communities, the cities, the city of Perrysburg, the city of Maumee, which we frequently look to get guidance in terms of what our neighbors are doing, how our neighbors are viewing these issues. And those aren't, and obviously that's not controlling on us, but it is instructive to us in terms of how we deal with that. And so with that, I think we really don't have any basis to change this, except I understand that you want more, but I'm not sure why more is better, and that's the real issue. And do you want to speak, would you step up and introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Barb Winger. I live in the township of Sylvania. What is the limit there? I have been told four.
I have no idea, but it would be similarly a zoning ordinance. Now, obviously, the township is different than the city.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I'm sure that, there are townships in Fulton County that would have no such limits other than maybe this definition of kennel. In larger, more rural areas, it's a little different issue. But, when we adopt a code provision, it applies not just on the street I live on, which is Tamworth, but it also applies on the street that Katie lives on, which is a much denser, much smaller property, much smaller
property. I live on Flanders, but it's very residential.
Not compared, but it's much larger. You have much larger lots than in this inner city. I always like to say I live in inner city Sylvania because I do, but than some of our city residences. And again, when we adopt a code provision here, it applies everywhere. It doesn't apply just in you know, on some of the larger lots in the city. It applies on the smaller lots as well.
I just didn't know you keep referring to Perrysburg and
right.
the city limitations. I didn't know what Sylvania exactly was. I've been told four. And I'm just hoping that, of course, because you guys, the city says three, I have to have four dogs.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to have to give one up because they're going to want to do the same suit as the city.
Well, we don't legislate in the townships. And
I didn't know if you were familiar. You were familiar with the other areas. I didn't know if you were familiar with the township.
Well, we again, we looked at the city of Perrysburg and the city of Maumee, comparable cities, and townships are, you know, historically different than cities. So, you know, I don't know what,
okay.
what Sylvania Township does.
Okay. Thought we were a little closer there. Okay.
Doug, I do think that you appropriately indicated that most of the correspondence we've gotten over email communication has indicated support for our current policy. But I have great respect for all of the people who have joined us here today. Many of you are obviously rescue dog families, which is very admirable. It's been helpful to hear your comments. I don't know, Doug, and of course this would be your call, if there is anyone here to speak in opposition to the current legislation, if there's anyone who is concerned about making a change here.
I thought if there is, now, you know, we'd like to hear from you. I thought we asked that, but.
And you may have. Okay, thank you.
Okay. If there are no other comments at this point, yeah.
So if most of these people are rescue-oriented, why can't there be a modification of, you know, you can have three extra dogs for no more than a year, and your measurable on that would be they won't license them. They can't license them. They have to be licensed by the rescue itself.
Because we don't know when we look at a property. And again, it puts, you know, from a rescue, it puts a burden on our administration that I'm not prepared to do. What I would suggest to those of you that are interested in rescue is to keep one or two dogs so that you can rescue one or two dogs. And that seems like an appropriate resolution as well. And I know you. You may currently have three. That changes over time, you know. And I think that's another way to go.
Yeah.
It addresses the. It gets to the same result.
We don't harbor rescue or fosters.
Okay.
You know, I'm just wondering about a solution for the people that do.
Well, and I will also tell you.
Quality, but,
yeah.
You know, I understand the burden of your administration. To try and enforce something like that is very subjective, because you don't know how long the dog's been there or which dogs are. I understand. But, I mean, if you look at it now, I mean, people can have more than one dog, and unless somebody complains, you're not going to do anything about it anyway.
That's largely the case.
So yeah, there's kind of a gray area.
Well, the gray area is when we get a complaint, and we do get complaints, okay, and we send a zoning inspector out to address the issue. He can make a determination. He can make the simple initial determination of how many dogs there are there. And I don't know, as you know, I don't know how we enforce the Thanksgiving Day or the 4th of July picnic. You know, I think arguably that's, you know, I don't know if the dog is being kept there, if they're there for 3 hours.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't think we've had that sort of enforcement issue. But we do have situations where we have four and five dogs and we get complaints and we address those and we can address them promptly and efficiently and reasonably. And there's a real value to the community knowing that there's this three-dog limit, as opposed to three dogs plus one or two additional temporary...
Yes.
Foster or rescue dogs.
I understand.
So that's kind of where we're at.
Sometimes the question, I don't understand what you're saying is the value to the community. If I have a fourth dog on my property for 3 weeks, what is the health and safety risk to anybody in my neighborhood of that dog? What is the nuisance factor of that dog? Wouldn't it be individual per dog?
It would be. Absolutely. But the problem is that we... Now we are putting our administrative people, okay, in a position of trying to evaluate whether the four dogs are being properly maintained, you know, and when is enough. And your evaluation of appropriate care may be different than your neighbor's
Absolutely.
Interest of appropriate care. And now we put our zoning administrator in between the two neighbors. And frankly, you know, I know you're interested in this, but I don't want to put our enforcement people on that.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I think you're simplifying it a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
In that 505.
I am absolutely.
It's enforceable because 505 is not enforceable, and it's not being enforced in the city right now. It's very hit or miss. And I walk with my neighbor five nights a week, and we encounter at least three times a week dogs running off leash, dogs barking uncontrollably, dogs going right through their invisible fence. You know, you see it at least three nights a week right in the neighborhood that we live in.
Yeah.
Right on this street is where there's several dogs that, you know, we recently made a complaint to the dog warden because it runs into the street and comes after our dogs every single time we go by their house. It's really, 505 and the limit is difficult to enforce because, again, the way the kennel definition is written, even if I bring my neighbor's dog in the backyard for 30 minutes, I'm in violation of the ordinance. So that's difficult to enforce when Bob shows up on my front door and says, Gene, how many licensed dogs do you have? I have three.
Ms. Keating, you just, though, raised the piece of this discussion that frustrates me, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you told me a few minutes ago that you were for eliminating limits on dogs, right? Okay. Now you're talking about four instead of three, okay?
No, I'm saying if I have four, one come on my porch, I'm in violation.
So that's a big difference between four dogs and as many dogs as you want to have, right? And so
I don't want to say a number
because my
belief is that the number becomes arbitrary.
Well,
until you can prove to me what the number is that impacts health and safety.
Right, and see what that does, and I think I'm supporting what Mr. Hanem is saying, is shifting the burden from you, the owner, to us, the community, right? And so it's very, very difficult for us to be able to enforce an abstract number.
Right.
So unless there's a clear violation, right, in terms of sanitation or flies or leash or nuisance or barking or whatever that may be. So you can understand that when you keep trying to bring it back to the abstract, it's harder for us to create any kind of change in the legislation because we're opening the door to things that someone is going to have to enforce. Right?
No, I understand exactly what you're saying, but I'm saying 505 is not really as enforceable as what it's being presented to
yeah.
me, that it's a
yeah.
great document, and it is.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to enforce as well if a neighbor's dog barks for 45 minutes and I call the police, unless I, audio tape it.
Right, because then...
And authenticate the audio.
Because we know...
It's very difficult to enforce.
Every dog in the world stops barking when the cops show up. I believe that,
well,
right? I don't know where that... What is that? What kind of breed is that?
I know. Very difficult. I guess what I'm struggling with is the dogs are property.
Mm-hmm.
If the state tells me that I can own property, but you're telling me I can't...
You can, but we're
limiting the
oh, we are,
that right. I know.
And that's what cities do. That's what
right.
cities do. Cities limit. You,
right.
you don't have unlimited property rights in the city. We're not there. You know, we have a lot of people living in very close proximity to one another, and we have a series of rules and ordinances that are designed to keep the peace. And this is one of those ordinances. This is one of those that keeps the peace. You know, to the extent, you know, and you, there are a couple, you know, if you have a dog that's running without a leash, that is a bright line. We can look at that and know whether...
Except that when they get there, well, the dog's already been caught.
Well, you know, that's how law enforcement works.
Well, I know, but that's all I'm saying, is that the three is an arbitrary number.
It is.
If there were a number that you could say that this is a number that impacts, like you could
it
say...
It is three. That's the number. That's the number that we have settled, that we've settled on and been in effect for 40-some years, and that our neighboring communities, similar type communities, have settled on. So, you know, I mean, it's not arbitrary because we have that kind of experience with it, and the fact that it's met our needs for that period of time and met the needs of our legitimate interest in controlling this issue. And I know that's, I understand that's not the answer you want to hear.
No, I'm going to just beg to differ with you. I think the three is arbitrary, and that the township does have four. The city of Toledo says seven. It's just all over the map when you look at the state, and when you look between, I mean, it is. It's just the number is all over the map. And when you look at limiting someone's rights, which is technically what you're doing.
Absolutely,
we are doing that. The number shouldn't be arbitrary. It should be something where you can say to me, Gene, if you have five dogs on your property, this is the impact that you have on other people. And I can say, you know, you're right, and I don't want to be a nuisance. But when you just tell me it's three and nobody can tell me why, then the number becomes arbitrary. And when I can say, hey, I've had six and seven on my property, I've lived there for years and had hundreds, I mean, literally hundreds of foster dogs through my home. And this is the first time that somebody has complained, and the complaint was the dog jumps against the fence and goes after the squirrels. I mean, that's kind of like, if you told me that they were barking all hours of the night, or my dog has run the neighborhood and bit somebody, I could say to you, you know, you're right, I can't confine my animals. But my dog said, never run the neighborhood. They've never met anybody. They never bark. They're never left out. They're always confined. They're always walked on a leash. I'm not impacting other people because I choose to have...
Well, you know, as you're obviously aware, some of your neighbors believe you have adversely impacted their enjoyment of their property. And again, so the issue is, you know, as legislators, we have an ordinance that's been around for a very long period of time that has served us very well. Our experience makes that not arbitrary. The fact that that it's not four. Maybe we would have had similar experience, but we've had great experience with the three. So the burden here is there a reason to change it? And we're not convinced that there is. Or at least I'm not.
And I understand, but at the same time, I only have one neighbor that doesn't own dogs themselves. And there are things that my neighbors do there to take the heck out of me. But if I felt strongly about it, I'd be here. And I'd be talking about it, not calling you behind closed doors and, you know, doing that. That to me is not the way to work with legislation. If you have a legitimate concern, or you need to come and talk to me. The same as if I had an issue with my neighbor, I go next door and I talk to them about the issue. And so if they have an issue with something, then they need to say something.
Well, you and I are very similar in that when I have a problem with somebody, I usually talk to them directly about it.
But unfortunately, it doesn't always work that way, because I remember one of the last dog situations we had in my neighborhood was between two warring neighbors, and they had to get our zoning inspector involved. And so, unfortunately, a lot of people aren't that way, where they just won't go next door and say, let's talk this out.
Unfortunately, the last two that I'm aware of, I mean, one, you have hardworking people who moved out of the city of Sylvania over it, which I don't think was a benefit. And the other one, the dog passed away. So, you know, they had four, and the oldest one ended up dying. But my understanding was, you know, the neighbor was, like, photographing them on a daily basis, which to me suggests there's something more going on, you know, in that neighbor situation.
Well, I guess... I don't, unless we have a motion from someone to change our code, I want to, you know, we can keep this in mind going forward, but I don't think we have a will here to change our current code. So hearing nothing more, I am going to close our discussion of dog limits. I do want to talk very briefly about our, our public notice for anything that we have on the list. One of the issues that we have not yet addressed, not resolved, is recreational equipment. I would like to suggest that we all revisit this issue. The committee members, particularly, and Katie, Sandy, Mark, we need to revisit this issue and come to some sort of resolution of what, if anything, we're going to do.
Yeah, I thought we had a resolution. Did we not have a recommended piece of legislation from the administration, or did we not?
We had proposed legislation, yes, and there were some modifications that were suggested
right.
by members of the committee, and it sort of left it at that point.
And that's where we, there was this, I think I wrote a memo back in June in which I tried to summarize the consensus, and what we really found out was that there were some problems with what I thought the consensus was. I don't think we have time to address that this evening, but I would like to go back and address this sometime soon. And so what I would likely do is at our meeting tonight, at the end of the report on this meeting, try and schedule another zoning and annexation meeting to see if we can't come to a resolution that would be acceptable to both our administration and our council. And again, a lot of the concerns of the administration there are enforcement related. They are very, you know, they're particularly, we talked about a variance provision, and there's a lot of discomfort with that concept. So we ought to need to address that. Is there anything else that we want to address at our meeting of the Zoning and Annexation Committee? If not, at 7:47, I'll call our meeting adjourned.